morning, everybody. And I put the emphasis on good morning because it is really early here. And usually I am not a morning person, but I can't go back to sleep. So I've decided to record. I've decided also to change the way that I do my podcast. So instead of giving you guys the days of our lives and general hospital recaps, I'm going to give you the spoilers for both shows and let you know who's coming and who's leaving. That sounds good? I hope so. And I really hope that you guys like it. So, with that being said, we're going to get into that. Starting with what you guys can expect on Days of Our Lives in the coming weeks. So, on Monday, while Sierra's at the cabin, she meets a familiar face. That's right, Ben's sister, Jordan Ridgway, reappears when Chris Shaw, Sauce Hartley, reprises her Days role. On February 5th, Stefan risks his life to save Chloe's. On Wednesday, February 6th, Abigail confides to Jordan about her encounter with Ben, who she has no idea has her daughter. Oops, did I just say that? Well, I'll explain why I said that later. John confides to Roman that Leo might be a son. Son tells me that that's not going to sit too well with Marlena. On February 7th, on Thursday, Chad confronts Stefan about Charlotte's kidnapping, which is understandable because Chad hates Stefan. And so naturally, he will suspect him of doing anything to hurt him and Abigail. On Friday, February 8th, Sierra attempts to trick her captor. Now, for the week of February 11th, on Monday, Eve is going to pressure Jack to use his Haley secret to his advantage, which he would not know about had JJ not ran his big mouth and confided in his father that Haley is an illegal immigrant. Yeah, really smooth, JJ. On Tuesday, February the 12th, Jordan signs as Kate when she gets too close to the truth. Uh-oh. On Wednesday, February 13th, Rafe discovers Kate in a dangerous state. On Thursday, February the 14th, Ben tries to convince Chad he's innocent and that he needs his help to rescue Sierra and Charlotte. But will he be able to convince him? Because remember, Ben is the necktie killer, reformed necktie killer, and Chad hates him as well for everything that he did to Abigail. Valentine's week is going to be quite exciting on Days, I'm telling you that. On Friday, February the 15th, Sierra and Ben are reunited and Rex encounters a distraught Jordan. How very interesting. Also, for the casting of February, Billy Flynn will be leaving the role of Chad Demira, which really sucks because he's really talented, and I'm going to miss him. I'm also going to miss Kate Manzi because she'll be ending her run as Abigail Demira. But I just want to say good luck to both of them. I love you both. And good luck to you in your future endeavors. Also, Olivia Rose Kagan will be leaving Days. So there will be no more Claire Brady for a while. But the best part is that Arian Zucker is coming back as Nicole Walker. Tyler Christopher is being replaced as Stefan Demira because Brendan Brash is coming in. So he will be the new Stefan Demira. Now, how long he's going to stay on the show will remain to be seen. Also, be expecting Christy Clark as she returns as Carrie Brady Reed. Allison Sweeney as Sammy Brady Demira comes back, as well as Brandon Beamer as Sean O'Days. So, the spoilers on this are going to be quite interesting. I really think that you guys are going to enjoy that. I know that I will. So now we're going to move on to the General Hospital spoilers, which will be really interesting too, as well. So, on Monday, February 4th, Franco looks to who he thinks is Kevin for Vance. This really sucks because Franco's being blamed as the psycho killer. Only problem with that is that he's not the psycho killer. The PCPD is so stupid. And I put the emphasis on the word stupid. I know that Franco did bad things in the past, but that doesn't mean that he's killing these people. I mean, come on, people. Get a freaking clue. And cut Franco a break. So that sucks. Really sucks. Sam is going to meet up with Shiloh because she wants to get Christina away from him. And I have to mention that Shiloh is a real douchebag and I really hate him. The delusional Christina is energized because she's believing all the crap the Dawn of Day is telling her. And along with Daisy's demotion, Dawn of Day, Kelsey Wayne has left General Hospital. But she might be coming back. On Tuesday, February 5th, Franco takes Aiden ice skating. Lucas is sympathetic, and Sasha surprises Nina when Sophia Madison returns to GH. On Wednesday, February 6th, Ryan makes Franco his pawn. Ugh. Charlotte has an outing with her sister. Nina has a dramatic change of heart. And Spencer, who I absolutely love because he's so adorable, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, is on his way back to Port Charles as Nicholas Bechtel is taping scenes on General Hospital. So expect him really soon. On Thursday, February 7th, Franco was put in a dangerous position. Ava is stunned. And Sonny shares his concerns with Alexis. On Friday, February 8th, Spinelli's font shares his findings with Jason. Alexis is caught off guard, and Elizabeth leans on Scott. Then moving to the week of February 11th, the spoilers for Monday, February 11th, Carly yells at Sam, wonder why. Drew meets with Shiloh, that should be interesting, and Ava arrives in the nick of time. On Tuesday, February 12th, Laura pays Franco a visit. Cameron gets into trouble. Peter and Maxie bump into Nina. On Wednesday, February 13th, Christina struggles with a bout of jealousy. Ben and Robert work together, and Michael hears from Nell. Oh, God. Well, that should be really good. I wonder what she has to say. No, I totally hate Nell. I don't know if you guys hate her, but she's definitely a character that you just love to hate. She just brings it out of you. Also, let me mention that these spoilers are going to be really interesting on the week of Valentine's week. But in spite of all of that, I hope somebody gets some romance because it is Valentine's week. So, on Thursday, February 14th, Sam spends Valentine's Day with another man. Wow. Jason and Spinelli get an interesting tip. And then and Olivia celebrate. Okay, yay. Somebody's getting some romance on Valentine's Day. So that's great. On Friday, February 15th, Laura's curiosity is piqued. Jordan offers Frankie an out. And Carly and Sandy re-examine their future. Okay, that part does not sound good. I really hope this does not mean what I think it means. I hope that Sunny, oh God, Sunny, I love you so much. And I talk about you on Twitter a lot. To Maurice Bernard, who has been replying to me because I've been promoting his movie, Victoria Gotti's My Father's Daughter, where he plays John Gotti. I am so excited to see that because this will be the first movie that I have ever seen this man in, and I absolutely love him. He's just so sexy and so talented, and I wish that I could meet him. And maybe one day that will happen, I hope. But on my bucket list, I think that would be something that I would love to happen before I die because I really love him. So things on General Hospital, just like on Days of Our Lives, things are going to be very interesting. We're going to learn more about the show. Christina is going to continue to be more distant from her family while she gets deeper into Shiloh's dawn of day, falling for his crown. Margo will have a surprising connection. What that is, that will be revealed. Sonny will find himself in danger. Could it be that he's decided to become a mob boss again? We're going to see. And Laura's slowly closing in on Ryan. Now, Jordan, she's coming up with a plan to flush out the serial killer. We're going to see if that's going to work. And also, Cassandra was kidnapped. And that's going to continue to hover over part Charles. And this is sad because as time is slowly running out for Oscar, Kim is drawn between Drew and Julian. But who will end up being with her? Will she pick Drew or will she pick Julian? I hope she picks Julian because I don't think she and Drew have any love connection other than being really good friends. But that's just my opinion. And not everyone is going to agree with me. But I'm entitled to my opinion. And I'm sure you guys are entitled to yours too. Liz is going to express her love to Franco in a very dramatic way. Does that mean that they're going to get married? Or would it be a possibility of Liz getting pregnant? We're going to see about that. Nina's real daughter, not Sasha, may still be out there and in possession of the other half of the heart necklace. And when Sasha comes back, she's going to push Nina to make an important decision about her future with Valentine. And also, if you are as really upset with Brian as I am about keeping Michael Crypto's son, Wiley, who's really Jonah, away from him, that situation may be corrected because something's going to happen that could possibly expose the fact that Wiley is Jonah. And if that does happen, all hell's going to break loose for this guy. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the spoilers and previews of what you can expect on Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. Thank you for your support. Until next time.